Welcome to Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 10, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah begins, Shtei Ginois. If there are two fields, two gardens, belonging to two different owners, Zu al Gabzu, and one is at a higher elevation than the next, and so let's just say one is on top of a hill, and one is in the valley, and the actual hill itself, the sloped area, V'hayerek Benatayim, there is vegetables, there's some type of product that's growing between these two gardens. So again, you have somebody, owner A has his stuff at the top of a hill. Owner B is in the valley. And there's a sloped area between the top of the hill and the valley, and there's vegetables growing there. Let's just say wild vegetables, but edible ones. Rabbi Meir says, Shel Elyon, that the vegetable belongs to the fellow that owns the upper garden on the top of the hill, because the bottom line is it grows from his earth. Rabbi Huda says it belongs to the fellow that's in the valley because it's growing in his airspace. Amir Rabbi Meir said, let's say the guy on the top decides that he wants to take the earth that rightfully belongs to him and make it level with the valley, then in Kanyarek, there wouldn't be any vegetables left. Therefore, it should be his. Amir Rabbi Huda said, if the bottom one wants to fill his valley all the way until the top, ain't kanyarik, there'll be no vegetables. Therefore, it should belong to the bottom fellow. Amar Rabbi Meir said, me'achar sheshneim nechayim limchay zeh al zeh, since each of them can ultimately enact a way that would stop the vegetation from growing, the vegetables from growing on the slope, but top one by taking away his earth, the bottom one by filling up the valley till it's level with the top, then royin mehechon yerek zechai, we see from whose earth it takes its nutrition, and that's the person that it belongs to. Rabbi Shimon said, the way it works is as following. Any of the vegetation that the guy who's on the top of the hill can reach over into the slope and take, that belongs to him. Because the bottom line is it is growing from his earth, like the opinion of Rabbi Meir. And that which is left over, that belongs to the fellow in the bottom one. And the reason for that is because the fellow on the top has no way to get to it. The only way to get to it would be through the bottom valley, through the valley property. And he's kind of hesitant to ask the fellow permission to take from it. Therefore, the rest belongs to the fellow on the bottom. Mazel tov, a tremendous congratulations on finishing yet another mesechta, a long mesechta, meseches bav metzia. As we say in the tefillah, when we conclude a siyum, the same way that we finish this mesechta, we should continue to start and to complete many other mesechtas, to learn them properly. Thank you so much for being along the ride and being along the journey. It's an amazing schus to have you learning mishnayos with me each and every day. Wishing you a fantastic, amazing day and a wonderful upcoming week.